Hey guys, this is S. You know, this is just kind of a pop-in. This isn't a regular episode. I'm just popping in mainly because I like talking to the people that listen to this podcast. And first of all, thank you for that. But I just want to talk to you about something. I'm not home right now. I'm actually recording this on the phone at a different location. But I wanted to just pop in. I might not even promote this episode. This is just basically, I just wanted to talk to the people that, you know, listen on a regular basis. And then, you know, this is just kind of a pop-in. So I'm just going to jump right into it. Sometimes, and I've noticed this before, people will say things and they'll be very damaging things, and they don't even realize how much damage the thing that they say actually causes. I was at a place, I was having some coffee, I was just sitting there chilling, going from point A to point B, and I'm sitting there listening to this conversation behind me. Yes, I was eavesdropping, so what, shut up, back to the story. And it was a parent and a child, it was an older parent and a young guy, I mean, maybe in his teens or 20s. The parent sends the young guy to pay for something. He goes and pays for it. He comes back. He hands the money and the product, the food or whatever it was, because I didn't turn my head, to the parent. The parent counts the money. I could hear that. And the parent goes, man, I feel like I'm being ripped off. Now, at the moment, I'm thinking maybe the parent is talking about the price of the food. But in the conversation, it became readily apparent that the parent was implying that maybe the child, the young man that was sent to get the food, had ripped off the parent. And I could hear the young guy going, oh, the whole time as the parent goes on his little semi-rant, right? And the young guy explains, okay, listen, Dad, it cost this to get the food, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and this is your change, correct?
Yeah.
Add the price of the food to the change, and you'll get the same number, which means you weren't ripped off. I didn't hold back any money. It's just what it costs. Parent counts again, does the math again, counts again, does the math again, and doesn't even go, oh, he just changes the subject. He had literally just sat there for about 5-10 minutes, insulting the integrity of this young man, doing the math, and instead of apologizing and going, you know what, oh, I don't know what I was thinking, he just switches the subject. And I kind of looked into the mirror, into the window, to look at the kid's face, and I could see him looking at his parent as if to say, so you're not going to say sorry about that? You know, parent, nope, wasn't going to do it. Right? Now, had I gotten up in the middle of the parent's rant about what happened there, I would have literally thought that this kid was ripping off his parent. I can't believe this dude ripped off his dad, man. Let me just go to the counter. What'd you do, palm $5? That's not good. But I did stay for the whole thing. Yes, my coffee was almost empty, and I made sure that that coffee lasted until the conversation ended. Yes, I was eavesdropping. So what? Shut up. Back to the story. But had I left early, I would have thought this kid ripped off the parent. We'll now go to another story. Right? A guy is dating a lady. Right? Okay, let me stop fronting. The guy's me, okay? All right, I'm admitting it. Dating a lady. Okay? I'm about to act like it's somebody else. Let me stop fronting. Y'all been listening to me long enough. I don't got to do that garbage anymore. This guy, me, was dating a lady. And they're having it's an okay relationship, not super happy, not super sad, just a regular two people in a relationship going about their lives. Having a bit of an argument. And I shouldn't even call it an argument. It's really more like a disagreement. Nothing major. You ever been cut off in traffic by somebody? They didn't really come close to hitting your car, but it annoyed you a little bit. And you go, oh, come on, man. And then you forget about it 30 seconds later. I'm thinking it's about that level. And we go from just a minor, what I considered a minor disagreement, to her going, you never listen to me, which is not the case. Right? And I'm thinking it's not a big deal. It's this kind of thing that you say when you're exasperated, when either the argument isn't being resolved, or you're losing an argument, or it's just going on too long. And then I said, no, I listen to you. What are you talking about? I mean, I try to be romantic. I love the sound of your voice, which I did. Not in this particular occasion, but under normal circumstances, I did. She didn't allow that romantic crap. Oh, no, she didn't allow that crap. No, she goes, you never listen. And she starts rattling off a whole bunch of mean stuff. And people are looking at us, right? Because we're in the elevator. right? And she's like, you never listen. And then when we get out of the elevator, people are looking at me as if I was like, well, that guy's a real piece of crap. He never listens to his girlfriend. What a scumbag. They're looking at me like, you bum, which is not the case. I did listen to her. She was just annoyed right now. We get out of the elevator, we're walking to the car, and she goes, you know what? If you don't start listening to me, I'm just going to start seeing other people, because maybe one of them will listen to me. Now, that's not the kind of thing you say. Now, you, if you're a married couple, you don't threaten to divorce your spouse. If you're dating someone, you don't threaten, I'm going to see somebody else. If you don't do that. It's not cool. But after that, she kept saying lots of things like that on a regular basis. And after a while, when you hear crap like that on a regular basis, you start to think, maybe this relationship isn't what I thought it was. And then I started to notice that she would say these things in front of her friends. Now, the people in the elevator didn't know that I listened to her and that I'm a good listener and that people tell me that I'm a good listener. They didn't know that. They just know what they heard in the elevator. So as far as I'm concerned, those people walked away thinking, that guy never listens to his girlfriend. And then she would say those things in front of her friends. Friends that were bubbly around me, then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, after that conversation, they started to be a little cold and a little curt when they talked to me. And when I would talk to them on the phone, before that, they would try to keep me on the phone to continue the conversation, but now they just wanted to talk to her, which is fine. They're her friends, but they blew me off like I annoyed them in some way. Which let me know that the kind of things she was saying to me, she was saying to them as well. Now, that's not cool when you say negative things about somebody that aren't true. You see that in the newspaper all the time. Somebody will spin an article to make a person look bad that shouldn't look bad, or you'll go to some kind of biased news service and they will spin things and sometimes even just make things up to make the party that they disagree with look worse than they should. Or they'll just outright lie. And in this particular case, it was an outright lie that I didn't listen to her. That was not the case. That was not true. I did listen to her. And eventually I got tired of that. I got tired of I'm going to see somebody else if you don't listen. I'm going to see somebody else if you don't get here early. One time she threatened to break up with me because I showed up 7 minutes late with the food. 7 minutes. See, you're not considerate. Okay. If I'm dating somebody else, I bet they show up at 6 o'clock instead of 6:07. Really? You think that no other human being, no other dude your date's going to get caught in minor traffic on the way to the house? Okay. And it just kept going until we eventually broke up. I don't even remember who broke it up, but it just died. Some time passes. And I run into one of her friends on the street. Now, I wasn't going to say anything to her because they were kind of cold to me to begin with. But I think she thought I saw her and that she decided she wanted to have a conversation with me. So I guess just to be polite, I guess she's... Hey, and she says my name, and she's talking to me, and I could tell she's trying to get rid of me, and I'm trying to get rid of her too, because she had been cold to me the last 3/4 of my relationship with that particular lady, and you know, so I'm just making small talk, and I go, hey, you and Trevor, are still happy, and everything's going great, right? Yeah, everything's going great. I said, all right. Is your little boy still playing the piano? Because when you were at the house, he was playing piano. And I was surprised that he was that good. Because I remember you said that, you know, when you were a kid, you wanted to play the piano, but your parents didn't have enough money. But now that you're doing well and you and your husband are doing well, you're going to make sure that your kid has all of the stuff that you didn't have. And she looked at me like, what? She goes, you remember that? And I go, yeah, we were at the diner talking. And, you know, my girl went to the bathroom and I was talking to you guys. And, you know, that's what she said to me. She goes, you remembered that. And I go, yeah. How's he doing, by the way? He's doing very well. He's doing a recital at the Floopty Floop Hall. I'm like, oh, okay. All right. That's good. I'm glad. I'm sure he's going to do well. Because like I said, he was tearing it up on the piano last time I saw the... Wow. And she brightened up. She started becoming very friendly. She started giving me compliments. She's such a great listener. And she said those words out of her mouth and it kind of froze up. And I could tell she said, you're such a great listener because I am a pretty good listener. And it went against what she was told. And I could see the look on her face. And it was a little bit of an anger, but it wasn't an anger directed at me. She was thinking about, why did my... And she was friendly to me. And then she goes away. It was a pleasure seeing you again. And her husband's across the street and he runs across. I waved to him. He's looking at me like, ugh. right? So obviously he knows if his wife's mad at me, he's got to be mad at me. And I see her talking to him and she's making hand motions and all that kind of crap and pointing to me, and she's looking at her and she's looking at him and he's looking at me, and I can see him go, really? I couldn't read his list, but I saw the really. And then he goes, nah, nah, and then he smiles. And he smiles at me and he goes, all right. He gives me the thumbs up. And they're both looking at me as they get into the car. Now, apparently what they started to do, because they still have the same circle of friends, basically, is that I guess the word went around that I'm not a piece of crap. And as I traveled through that area, I didn't realize how many of her friends had traveled through the same stores that I went to. Apparently, they had been seeing me in the stores and avoiding talking to me because I was the non-listening piece of crap guy. And then when they found out that I was not that guy, all of a sudden all of her friends, whenever I would run across them, would yell my name across the street, come over and hug me and stuff, because they used to like me. As it turns out, she kind of fell out with that group of people. I don't know whether or not she just left or moved or some job or whatever. I really don't care. But they were all still there. And they all, I had the same phone number. I started getting phone calls. Hey, man, you know, she said you did this, that you were not listening, that you were inconsiderate, and that you always showed up late for things and all, and that you did the biggie. But when I just talked to her, you know, and I said the lady's name, well, I met the first lady in the story. And again, she told me that you're nothing like that, and that you're a good guy, and biggie. And I started running into these people and having conversations, and it just goes to show you sometimes the things that come out of a person's mouth, if they're not true, damage people. Like I said, newspaper article that's not true can damage somebody, can damage their reputation. They're accused of something they didn't do, bam. And then all of a sudden, when it comes time to clear their name, they get a little blurb 5 pages in underneath the sports page by the horoscope. Right? Like I said, had I left that diner early, I would have thought that that young man was a kind of piece of crap that would steal from his own father. What a piece of crap. Those people in the elevator probably going, what a scumbag that guy is. Got that beautiful girlfriend he don't even listen to. If I had a woman like that, I'd listen to him. He's such a piece of crap. Look at that guy, right? And I had a whole group of people who disliked me so much for an attribute that I don't have that I didn't know I was literally living among them, going to the same stores that they went to, and they saw me and avoided talking to me based on an attribute that I don't have. It's important to remember not to say things about people that aren't true. That's why I make it a point to be very, very careful when I talk about somebody, especially if I'm upset with them. If I'm upset with somebody, I am not going to call you out of your name. I'm not going to say horrible things about you. I'm definitely not going to complain and vent to somebody about you and say things that absolutely didn't happen. We just have to be very, very careful sometimes with the things we let slip out of our mouths. Even to this day, that girlfriend was horrible to me near the end, and I won't say anything about her that's negative. I know I'm talking about this, but if you notice, I'm talking about the things she said, not the things she did, because that would be wrong, right? And that's the message in this little pop-in, my friends. Don't be mean. Granted, now when I think about how mean she is, I'm going to see if I can find out what kind of car she drives and plant some illegal substances in the car and then call the police on her. Just kidding. I'd never do anything like that. I don't even know why I joked like that. She's evil. Yeah. I wonder where she works now. I can find out where she works. I can do a really good impression of her voice, too. I did an impression of a voice that was so good it fooled her parents. And then I felt bad about it because they're like, and another thing. Well, I didn't feel that bad about it because they said a lot of nice stuff about me. That boyfriend is a real cutie. He's a sweetheart. And I'm like, I said, thanks. Huh? Were you on the line? Yeah, I definitely am not doing an impression of your daughter to amuse her. I shouldn't have told y'all that. Y'all mind your business. It was a joke we pulled on them once. Shut up. But if I could still do that impression, find out where she works, I can call him up. Hey, this is you know who, yeah. And I just want to say right now that my boss is a piece of crap and he can kiss my butt and he's cheating with the secretary. Where's his wife's phone? Let me give him hello, wife of the boss. Yeah, he's cheating with the secretary. Yeah, and then do some stuff like that. Yeah, get even with her and teach her. Oh, I mean, I would not do that. That would be wrong. Don't judge me. Shut up. But in all seriousness, you know, we have to make sure that we don't use our tongue as a weapon. And that we realize that there are other people in the world and we need to show them consideration. So let's all do that. You dig? Cool. Now, this is just a pop in, my friend. This is not a numbered episode. I'm just popping in to say hi. And I love talking to you cats so much that I'm probably going to be doing a lot of this in addition to what would be a regularly scheduled episode. So thank you for listening and make sure you continue to listen. If you're listening to this on Spotify, do me a favor. Follow this podcast on Spotify. If you're listening anyplace else, just remember to subscribe. Okay. And if you like the podcast, go back and listen to some earlier episodes. There's a whole bunch of episodes on this podcast and I have another podcast called S. Anthony Says. That's also on every podcast player available, Amazon Music, Audible, and all of that crap. It's everywhere, just like this podcast is everywhere. So if you like listening to the smooth tones of yours truly, and I know you do. If you do, I know you do. Do me a favor and listen to a lot more of it. If you're driving to work, and I've done this before, I used to listen to radio shows and radio things that I used to love a lot when I would drive to work. And quite frankly, when you're listening to something that you enjoy when you're driving to work or driving back from work or working out or just going to the store or doing chores, no, I would love to be there with you when you do it. If you're driving to work, listen to one of my podcasts, either this one or the other one. There's a whole bunch of them. And I'm guaranteeing you by listening to these smooth tones, I will make going through that annoying commute to work and from work a lot better. I'll distract you, okay? If you're working out and you're like, oh man, I don't want to do this workout. This sucks. You know what I need to do? I need to hear the smooth tones of an attractive middle-aged man from the East Coast. I just happen to be an attractive middle-aged man from the East Coast. You can listen to me. Self-serving? Yes, it is. Shut up. Don't act like you don't do stuff at your job to help you out. Much love to you all. You guys are really, really cool people. I appreciate you. Please subscribe. Tell a friend about the podcast. I'd appreciate it. And I will see you again next time. Now, I don't know what next time will be. You know when the show is normally scheduled, so it's going to be there as well. But I'm going to do some of these pop-ins because I like talking to you. And I also like the fact that you like listening. Much love to you all. And I will see you again next time. Take care.